Day 266, or September the 23rd. With God we can't fail. Our thoughts today come from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he, an angel, said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Another big picture surrounding this verse. Zechariah's prophecy includes 8 visions, which are used to get the message across to a people who probably weren't as literate as most of us are. Having said that, whether your listeners read books or not, the use of pictures can be so much more effective when trying to make a point. As the saying goes, a picture paints 1,000 words. And now our action step for today. In the 21st century, bigger is better is nearly always the rule of the day. Not invariably, but in the vast majority of cases. In the world of football, the bigger the bank balance available to the club, the more successful that club is likely to be. Certainly you can't buy success, but it is a rare commodity when funds are low. Zechariah reminds his listeners that might and power are not the keys to spiritual advancement. It is always by the Spirit of God. The angel reminds Zechariah of the declaration made to Zerubbabel when the first group of returnees arrived in the Promised Land from Babylonia. This prompts the questions, could that be why they have failed to complete the rebuilding of the temple so far? Were they relying on might and power rather than God's Holy Spirit? A timely reminder for the people as the temple was still to be completed when Zechariah spoke. I wonder how many of us have failed in an enterprise for God because we thought all we needed was the cash. Many years ago I remember having a phone call with a ministry leader who was putting a lot of money into a particular venture. I cautioned against it, but he told me, "We have the money, so we are going to do it." He did, and nothing came of it. Whether we have the funds or not, even our puny efforts are successful when God is in the project. So be encouraged.